Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Patrick Graydon in for Mark Ryan. Offsides, ESPN Upstate, 844-477-3776, 844-477-ESPN. It's your two-way sports talk hotline. You can get me on Twitter, at PCraydon1. My man Tim Holcomb, big-time Timmy H on the other side. He is handling the master controls at T-Hulk18 on the Twitter. So sometimes, Tim, we find things that go on in sports that just there's like that who cares feeling about it. You see that a league is going to pass a rule or change something or do something, and you say, man, nobody wants this. Nobody cares. Why are we talking about it? Can you get the normal stuff right before you start messing around with all this other stupidity? And you would think of all the leagues that would be doing something like that, the NBA would not be the one at the front of the line. Yet here we are. We talked about, you know, earlier in the show, we talked about the bubble and Damian Lillard saying he doesn't think players are going to follow all the bubble rules. And, you know, guys are going to do what guys want to do. And you hope that it doesn't create a situation where a lot of people are put at risk or whatnot, but he's not feeling real confident that they're not going to somehow screw it up. So while they don't have everything perfectly hammered out and they're still trying to put the finishing touches on how the playoff bubble and getting the finals done, the playoffs, how's this all going to work? And you had the commissioner yesterday tell Time Magazine, hey, there is still a possibility that we don't actually get this started. There is a possibility that once we get things started, we might not finish. You know, the virus is obviously going to dictate how certain things go and whether or not it makes its way into the bubble. Well, the NBA is now getting ready to sign off on a second bubble. And they're going to do this in Chicago. For the eight teams that were not invited to Disney World. So these are the lousy teams, the crummy teams, the teams that stink. So that they can have a bubble for bad teams, and they can have a mini training camp, and they can play games against the other teams that also stink. And while you still haven't worked out all the details of your primary bubble, that you're now going on to have a nobody gives a dang bubble. Who freaking cares? Is anybody interested in watching bad teams play each other? Hey, let's get Pistons-Knicks. Who wants to watch that? I grew up in New York as a Knicks fan. I don't want to watch that. How about T-Wolves-Cavs? That's a hard pass. Now, you would get to watch the Hornets, but Do you want to watch the Hornets? Hornets, Bulls. You excited? Game you know already means nothing. You excited? You're going to watch? Are you even going to look for a box score? Will you go online to see who wins? If it doesn't come across your Twitter timeline, will you even look? This is like one of nobody's actually caring about this. Why are you even going in this direction? Here is something that I think is hilarious. You might remember when the NBA took a vote of, hey, should we stop play? This was like March 11th, March 12th. Should we stop play or should we continue to play? And the one team in the league that said, no, continue to play until the government says we can't play, was Jim Dolan and the Knicks. Worst owner in the NBA. Well, they had a conference call today. League officials and the eight teams that were banished, you know, to the island of misfit basketball teams. The one team that didn't bother to show up for the call were the New York Knicks. Jim Dolan is such a blight on humanity. But basically, this is what they want. They want to put together a bubble for the eight lousy teams so that they can play against each other and have like a mini training camp and basically get them to play. Like, for what reason, I don't know. Because the games don't matter. It doesn't count until the next year. They're not going to start the next year till like Christmas. So to do this, and they want to do this basically in September. So after, you know, they've done the NBA Finals, then okay, now we're going to go to this also-ran bubble. So not only are we going to have a bubble of garbage teams, we're going to do this right after we crown a champion. Who cares? Tim, after the NBA crowns a champion, assuming they can get this bubble thing to work, like 3 days later, Hornets Bulls, are you watching?
Heck no. Ain't no way I'm going to spend my time watching a game between the Bulls and the Hornets. Man, I barely watched the Hornets pre-COVID, man. I don't want to be bored to death. It's like, this means absolutely nothing. No thanks.
Who is more to blame for the demise of the Charlotte Hornets? George Shinn or Michael Jordan?
I'm going to go Michael Jordan. Just because he's the owner and everything falls upon him. He makes it he makes the decisions. I'm putting it on Jordan.
The team that used to have Grandmama and Alonzo Mourning. You know, they used to be a good team. They were exciting. They were fun to watch. And, you know, Shin basically moves them out of town. And, you know, basketball hotbed. All right. They get the team back. Michael owns it. And they suck every year. Look, it's Michael, and Michael is legend. Mm-hmm. Michael is the greatest player ever. Is there any accountability to Michael Jordan to ever put a team on the floor that's going to compete for something other than the lottery? Does that ever happen? I gotta believe with the great college basketball that's in the region, to see a pro team that is mediocre at best, year in, year out, never have a chance of significant playoff success, let alone a title. Year in, year out, same story, never changes. Is there ever an accountability of, hey, when do you plan on doing something other than same old, same old? When does the heat come on Michael to build a winner? Does that ever happen? I understand, look, it's different markets act certain different ways, especially when you're talking about somebody who is a hero and it's their local area. But at some point, tickets aren't cheap. Parking isn't cheap. Concessions aren't cheap. At some point, do the fans hold Michael Jordan accountable that he has built jack and squat with that Hornets team and Jack left town? Do you think we ever see that day, Tim? Or am I just barking up the wrong tree? It's never going to happen. He's Teflon. He could do whatever he wants. If a team sucks until the day he dies, so be it.
I think it's a so be it attitude. It's just no one really ever expects a whole bunch of Hornets. You know, they had that year or two, a couple seasons ago, where they made the playoffs. They took the Miami Heat to seven games. But other than that, man, there's no expectations for the Hornets. And really, truly, a lot of people around here they're indifferent about it. They're like, Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan. It's whatever happens, happens. At least not around in this part. There's no real expectations. Just like, yeah, I kind of watch the NBA, but, man, the Hornets suck. Oh, yeah, what's new, you know? It's just expected.
When Mark and I used to work together in Atlanta, we used to make jokes about how the Hawks didn't matter. Nobody cared about the Hawks. Mark would go entire months and not see one single person, Hawks hat, Hawks shirt, Hawks jersey, Hawks anything. Nothing. Height of the season, nothing. Like nobody cared. We used to, make fun of, there's like probably like some flag football team that's got more fans than the Hawks. And, here in Houston, we kind of have that with the Houston Texans, because the Oilers moved out of town, and, then they got the Texans. People have this, well, we have our team again, so we're never going to hold ownership accountable. I mean, if anybody knows how to make a horrible trade, it's Bill O'Brien. Nothing ever matters. Just die in the wool. Yay, go team. And if they win 2 games or 10 games or 6 games, they get blown out. They blow a 24-point lead in the playoff game and get smoked by 20. Yep, doesn't matter. Just go team, and we don't care what you do, but go team. And it's like, I don't understand it. Tickets are expensive. If you're paying your hard-earned money into a franchise, you're investing into the franchise, you would like to get something out of it. Maybe some wins. Maybe some playoff games. Maybe you draft a couple of players that actually turn out to be stars instead of, dude's okay. But while I'll never understand it, I see it in so many different places where that is exactly the attitude. Whatever. And they'll be like that for like one sport and not the other. For example, like, I'm sure that people are very gung-ho about Clemson football. And, hey, Clemson's going to win a national title. They're going to go undefeated. If Clemson lost 2 games, people would be screaming and yelling and wanting to know what the heck happened. Charlotte could win 20 games all year long and, all right, whatever. Wouldn't you want? I just feel like, as a fan, I would want more. I actually renounced my Knick fandom because of how much I detest James Dolan. When I grew up, the Knicks you know, my team. I grew up in New York. When I grew up, they were my team, but they were owned by Paramount. They weren't owned by Jim Dolan. I can't root for a guy that consistently puts out a trash product. He just takes your money. He bans fans. He has security beat up other fans. Who the hell wants to root for that guy? I have no interest in watching a bubble of bad basketball teams. This just seems like a dumb idea for the NBA. I'm Patrick Creighton in for Mark Ryan. It's Offsides on ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Patrick Creighton in for Mark Ryan, Offsides, ESPN Upstate, 844-477-ESPN. It's your two-way sports talk hotline on Twitter at PCreighton1, at THulk18. If you're a baseball fan, I'm going to tick you off right now. And the reason I'm going to do it is because I'm ticked off right now. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, who I have lauded as a complete dope for the way he has absolutely mishandled their sign-stealing investigations. Look, we know it's rampant throughout all of baseball. And he only had the guts to punish one team when he should have punished about 20 of them. And then this disaster of a negotiation with the MLB Players Union. Well, Rob Manfred, who during negotiations with the players was trying to get them to waive their right to file a grievance. And we've heard the Players Association talk about how they're saying the union the owners were not negotiating in good faith. Part of it was they were supposed to play the most number of games, try to come up with playing the most amount of games possible. Rob Manfred comes out and tells the whole damn world he was never negotiating in good faith. This knucklehead. In an interview on the Dan Patrick Show, said they were never playing more than 60 games, no matter what. Didn't matter how the negotiations went, they were never, ever playing more than 60 games. Dude, you basically just came out and shot yourself in the foot and said, no, we were not negotiating in good faith. This was our line in the sand. We were never going to negotiate one way or the other. It's it. That's that. Everybody else can kiss my ass. This is why anytime somebody says, oh, well, the owners are right. The owners. If you are an owner supporter, you're a sheep. You know how they're lying? Their lips are moving. These guys are such frauds. And Manfred is fraud representative. This is why the baseball commissioner's office needs to be the independent entity it once was and not the owner lackey position it has become. Rob Manfred just guaranteed we're going to have a work stoppage after next season. There's so much mistrust between the players and the owners. And this dope comes out and says, yep, we were lying the whole time. Don't give a damn. Next. Like, are you kidding me? You took your sport and you drug it down the street and through the mud and into every nasty dark alley. For this. To turn around and say, well, we weren't going to do it anyway. You went out there and painted your players as being, you know, greedy and unreasonable. When you never once gave a dang what they were going to say. They wanted 60 games. Boom. It's a, you know what? We're going to get that grievance. Hell, Tony Clark probably working on it right now. And after all of this, this jerk doesn't even get the expanded playoffs that would have netted the owners an extra, I don't know, $500 million this year. What was the point of this? Well, we weren't going to come off 60 games no matter what, so the players can kiss our butts. Wasn't the whole storyline from the owner's side, well, there's no fans, we're losing money, there's no fans, we're losing money, no fans, no fans, no fans. Well, now they're out there talking about, well, you know, we could probably get 20, 30% fans in there, make some money. Hold up! You just spent months telling us you can't have fans. That's why the players had to basically bend over and grab their ankles. And now you're, oh, well, you know, we could get fans in here. What about the owner's actions says they ever intended anything in good faith? The 32 idiots who own teams and this dope commissioner, they're literally doing everything they can to destroy the game of baseball. Now, look, I grew up with baseball. I played baseball basically until my arm fell off. I tried to use the spit and duct tape, but, you know, at that point, was a little past that. Baseball is my favorite sport. I don't just watch, you know, the teams I grew up rooting for, the teams that I cover. I watch games, any market, whatever game I can watch. Right? If the Arlington Junk Grabbers and the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim of California of Los Angeles of Anaheim are playing each other at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll watch it. This has got to be the most infuriating thing that baseball possibly could have thrown at us. They basically, here's Rob Manfred telling you, we gave the players a giant finger, and we're giving you, the fans, a giant finger, because we never gave a damn about negotiating. We never gave a damn about having a real season. We never gave a damn about integrity of competition. this is what we decided, and we wanted to implement it unilaterally. So what we did was we just stalled out negotiations and finally settled on implementing it. We wanted them to just say they were going to be okay with it. They wouldn't. But we were never coming off of 60 games. This is the actual quote from Rob Manfred to Dan Patrick. The reality is we weren't going to play more than 60 games no matter how the negotiations with the players went. This man should not have a job. This is a disgrace and an affront to the game of baseball. This is why the commissioner's office needs to be independent. The commissioner's office always had been independent until they basically mutinied against Faye Vincent and put in one of their own hardliners, Bud Selig, into office in his stead, which, of course, led to the 94 strike because Selig and Jerry Reinsdorf and the handful of the hardline owners, we're not playing another game until there's a hard salary cap. We saw how well that worked. During the strike, baseball tried to implement the salary cap. It lasted about a week. Nobody other than baseball owners, nobody is better than baseball owners at trying to destroy their own game. It is, in my opinion, the greatest game that there is. You don't have to be a physical freak of nature. You don't have to be 6'10". You don't have to have blazing speed. You don't have to be 260 pounds of freight train. There's skill. There's a lot of strategy involved. It is the thinking man's sport. Everybody can be a baseball fan. You don't have to be, you don't have to be super athletic or super tall or huge. That guy's playing baseball with 5'6". And they're really good. Dustin Pedroia was a terrific player. Jose Altuve is 5'6 with his shoes on. You can be skilled. You can be smart. You don't have to throw 99 miles an hour to be a good pitcher. There is a place for everybody. Tall guys, short guys, fat guys, skinny guys, power hitters, slap hitters, fast guys, whatever. There's something for everybody. Right here we've got baseball admitting to not wanting to play games. Isn't that basically against the core of what a league should be, which is to play as many games as possible? To play its full season. For your record book to matter. For your season to have integrity. And baseball basically just bleep you to everybody. I'm never going to turn my back to baseball because I love baseball. I love the game of baseball. But this is why every time there comes one of these grievances between the players and the owners, I hope the players take them to the damn cleaners. Because the owners are lying sacks of trash. Spent months telling us, oh, we can't have fans, and now they want to have fans. Well, we're going to negotiate to play the most number of games possible. No, it was 60 games. It was it. That was that. We were never coming off that number no matter what. They just admitted they've been lying to us. And I don't care who you are. Nobody likes being lied to. All right, Rob Manfred has screwed up the negotiations. He screwed up the sign stealing. And now he's basically just come out and said baseball doesn't care about me, you, the players, the fans, anybody. Just give us your damn money. We need an independent commissioner again. Period, the end. Patrick Creighton in for Mark Ryan. This is Offsides on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Patrick Creighton in for Mark Ryan. This is Offsides on ESPN Upstate. 844-477-ESPN. 844-477-3776. Also on Twitter at PCreighton1. At THulk18. Tim Holcomb at the Master Controls. Tim, let me ask you. Let's say 2 months from now, we actually have college football. Let's say somehow, some way, the season starts on time. And you are given a pair of tickets, 50-yard line. Go to the game. You're going to be, you know, your whole section is going to be full. Are you going to that game?
As of right now, I would, golly day, around the 50s, tough. But I'm looking at it like this. I don't think at this time it's worth it. Golly day, sitting on the 50-yard line is where you get me. Any other place, I'd say, heck no, I'm not going. But honestly, I truthfully would say probably not. It depends on the game. If it's like Clemson Citadel or some lame like that, like Clemson, even NC State,
well,
I wouldn't go.
I had given the option of it's, you know, the first game. So you're talking about Clemson, Georgia Tech, Friday night. Well, actually, that's a road game. So let's say September 12th, home against Louisville. First home game. 50-yard line. Home opener. 50-yard line, you're there.
I'll say, if it's packed like you said it would in the area I'm in, I'd have to say no. I think I'd rather stay home because I've heard things of what this virus can do, and I don't want any part of it, to be honest with you. And I'm just like, you know what, I think I'll wait a little bit until this virus dies down a little bit. I think I'd rather stay home and have the seat that I have at my house.
Of the home games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Louisville, Akron, Virginia, NC State, Syracuse, Citadel, and South Carolina. You got to pick one of those games that you get to go to. Which one are you picking?
Oh, South Carolina. Because I'm a Clemson fan, but I've actually never gotten a chance to go to a Clemson-South Carolina game. So that right there would definitely be the one. Because all the other ones would Clemson's going to win by a lot. So it just even South Carolina.
Clemson's going to win that game by a lot,
I know,
too.
But at least that game is a rivalry and a game I haven't been able to experience yet. So that's the only difference.
Okay, are you more interested? You get two tickets bottom bowl, first five rows, 50-yard line. Home game, Clemson versus South Carolina. Road game in South Bend.
Wait, are you asking me to pick which one I'd go to?
Yeah, would you rather have 50-yard line, five rows up, home against South Carolina, 50-yard line, five rows up, on the road in South Bend?
Oh, 100% in South Bend, man. Going up there to Notre Dame, just being at the campus, you know, getting to see touchdown Jesus, man, getting to see all that different stuff in the history, I'd absolutely take going to South Bend.
You know, and the reason I wanted it to be, you know, the tickets are awesome. Mm-hmm. And you got them. You know, you didn't have to buy them. You got them. Because that makes it, you know, if I, okay, listen, you have to buy them and you came out of pocket for, you know, $800. You know, that I was like, I'd rather not pay the $800. You get tickets for free to make the decision, do you want to go to the game or are you more concerned about, hey, you know what, I really don't want to get the Rona. Because, like, right now, and I mean, I cover teams. I don't want to go to a game right now. Now, for example, for baseball, media has to stay in the media workroom, in the press box. You're not allowed to traverse the stadium. You can't, you know, early in the game, late in the game, just start walking around. You have to stay in the press box. You have to stay in your assigned area. That's it. Can't move. And, you know, your pregame interviews are going to be virtual, separated, no more, you know, going down to the dugout, talk to the manager before the game, being down in the clubhouse, talking to guys before the game or after the game. Everything's got to be podiumed and virtual, etc. And I understand that the distancing thing, this is all to keep us and the players safe, but I don't know that I trust all the other people in the press box that they weren't doing whatever they were doing. They're not bringing it into the game. And as somebody who has, you know, when you go through that high risk factors, the various high risk factors, I check a few of them. I wouldn't want to go, certainly wouldn't want to go to a game and be surrounded by fans. Not that I'm like, oh, I'm better than fans. I don't want to get coronavirus, so I don't want to be surrounded by anybody. But with a pandemic going on, I don't want to be in the middle of a row with 25 people, surrounded by rows of packed 25 people, you know, with 400 people in my section and in the section next to me, like all around the stadium's got 40-something. Like, I don't want any part of that. I don't want to do it for football. I don't want to do it for baseball. I don't want to do it for anything. I do not want to be in a large crowd gathering. All right, if you're telling me all bars have to close because can't have people in the bars, might be 100 people in the bar, but, yeah, you can put a few thousand people in this area. No, that's crazy. If I can't go to a dive bar, I can't go to a game. If the local businesses can't make money, then why the hell am I throwing money at a billionaire? Of all businesses that could survive, the billionaire can certainly survive more than the small business local guy. I would prefer to spend my money with the local guy. You know, when your kid's little league team needs a sponsor, it's the local guy. When your daughter's selling Girl Scout cookies, they get bought by the local guy. You know, when there's a local event getting put on, your sponsors are all local guys. I'm a big believer in buy and spend local. Billionaires don't need our help. But man, even if I didn't have the extra risk factors, I wouldn't want any part of being in a crowd setting of a game where you've got tens of thousands of people around you. I wouldn't want any part of that. I know some people, they'd be super excited. They can't wait to get out to the game. Oh, it's going to be so cool. We're going to do the game. Life's getting back to normal. Well, in 2 weeks, your life won't be back to normal. It'll be way worse. You know, I mean, how many times, just take the sports aspect out of it for a second, right? Regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, whether you are, look at all these people out in the street protesting, not wearing masks, these idiots are going to get COVID-19. Or look at all these idiots out at the rally, not wearing masks, they're all going to get COVID-19. And then, you know, 2 days later, you find out how many people, and there's a lot of them, now infected with the virus. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. That's not my argument. My argument is, if you're not wearing masks and you're not social distancing, well, you're kind of getting what you asked for. Well, I'm not asking for it. I don't want any part of it. Maybe I'm in the minority. I don't know. Man, there's no way I'm going to a game that I don't have to be at for work purposes. No way. Even then, this year, I might just as soon be like, hey, you know what? We're going to let this other dude do this instead. We're going to let this other woman do this instead. If they're willing to do it, let's let them do it. I'm watching the game at home. And I fully expect that when whatever games get played, man, we're going to see TV ratings like crazy. Because, man, I'm starved for sports. I'm watching like every MMA event. Now, I'm an MMA fan, but I'm even watching the events I don't even care about just because, hey, it's sports. I mean, not that I know who any of the guys are, but I've watched two NASCAR races. I couldn't name five NASCAR drivers. No interest in NASCAR whatsoever. It's on. Hey, you know what? It beats watching when it runs. Let's watch. I watched a race. I don't know how long ago it was. You might know better than me, Tim, but there was one where there was an accident, like right there at the finish line, and a guy who got hit winds up coming in third, sliding across the line and at the finish line. Like one, the guy who won literally won by like a bumper. I don't think it was that long ago. Maybe it was a week or two ago. I'm watching NASCAR because I'm so desperate to watch sports. So, yeah, when we finally get, like, I'm probably going to watch every single NBA game. I mean, the games are basically going to get broadcast like the NCAA tournament. You know, have a game at 12, game at 2:30, game at 5:30, game at 8. I mean, yeah, I'm watching all of them. If and when baseball gets back, I'm watching in-game, in-market, out-of-market. You know, I got my MLB at bat. Yep, watching every single game I can. Because I'm just starved for sports. All right, coming up next, we may have found the absolute worst side effect to COVID-19 to date. We'll tell you about it next. Patrick Crate in for Mark Ryan. This is Offsides on ESPN Upstate.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Straight in for Mark Ryan, Offsides, ESPN, Upstate. You know, getting older, you start to think about your own mortality. You don't want to be one of those guys that needs a little blue pill to, you know, handle your business. You certainly don't want to be one of those guys that even the little blue pill can't help you handle your business. And while I do thank the Lord that I don't need a little blue pill today, hopefully I never will, but it's, you know, leaving that option out there. It turns out that there are doctors who think that there may be a new symptom associated with COVID-19. And was it just a few days ago? The CDC released new symptoms. I'm telling you, at this point, the symptom list for COVID-19 is, if you're breathing, you may have COVID-19. Do you blink your eyes? You may have COVID-19. Do you have hair? You may have COVID-19. Have you ever said a bad word in anger? You may have COVID-19. Well, add this to the interesting list of COVID-19 effects. And it comes from France. You know what priapism is? Priapism is when your flagpole's at full mast and there's nothing you can do to get it to go down. And apparently this is a serious condition. Now, I would tell you that being at full attention for 4 hours, probably to most guys, is like, that sounds cool to me. It's actually bad for you. It can damage your little fella and cause it to not work properly later on. But a man in France who was 62 was being treated for COVID-19 and began having priapism. 4 hours at a time, unable to relieve the pressure. Apparently they were caused by blood clots, which we know is another effect of COVID-19. But this particular guy had clots that trapped the blood in his body and could not take care of it. Now, if you were at full mast for 4 hours, would you consider this a blessing or a curse, Tim?
Sounds like a curse to me.
See, sounds like college to me. What are you going to do? Well, you, 7 o'clock. You, 7:30. Bring a friend. Oh, those days are long gone. However, apparently you can have very painful priapism. It can go on for hours and hours, and you need medical attention to relieve it. And while I'm sure most guys who are 62, you know, 4 hours of full mast, probably like, this is the greatest pill that's ever been invented. Yeah, it's bad for you. They actually have to use a needle to remove the blood from your member to eliminate the effect. Now, I can't think of a worse place I want to have a needle stuck than there.
Amen.
But blood clots, which trap blood in your body, and can cause it to happen. It's something that's happened with people who have sickle cell, people who have leukemia, people who have malaria. You might not even have to have any illness at all, or maybe that's a little bit rarer. But if ever there was another reason to not want to get COVID-19, it's because I don't want a doctor to stick needles in my stuff to fix it. I don't want it to be not working properly to begin with, and I really don't want needles stuck in there. I mean, just thinking about that makes me uncomfortable. I'm like shifting in my seat. You know, you ever watch a video or something where you see somebody get hit square in the junk and you're just like, oh, and then you're kind of uncomfortable? I feel like that right now. I'm a little uncomfortable. It's kind of scary. And the fact that priapism can lead to long-term damage, it is not a good thing to be at full attention for 4+ hours. It's not. And because it's a blood clotting thing, it's not about being excited. You have no control over it. And now it sucks even more. Side effect of COVID-19, not being able to properly use your stuff. Nope, not in on that. Keep out of all that COVID-19 stuff. I'll wear a mask. I'll stay the heck away from everybody. Appreciate everybody joining us today. Big thanks to Tim Holcomb at the Master Controls, keeping everything together. Appreciate everybody who joined us here today on ESPN Upstate. I'm Patrick Creighton in for Mark Ryan. Guys, enjoy your 4th. Have a great time. We'll see you next time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.